shouldn't do that much of that. They suggested that if you had anything to say, if you were lucky enough to get up here and get one of these wonderful things, you keep it to 15 seconds, I believe it was. I can think of a lot of things I'd love to say. I couldn't say them in 15 seconds. I would like to say this, because I hear a lot of kidding about what people say when they get one of these, but you do feel grateful to a few people that helped you, too. And I would like to say to a man by the name of Daryl Zanuck, who's given me a couple pretty wonderful opportunities, to Henry King, a fine man and a great director, I'm very grateful, and I feel emotional as a Dickens about it. Thank you very much.
Congratulations to you, Dean Zegger, and thank you, Claire Trevor. Now, there will be no bourbon jokes used to introduce Ray Milland. He's an expert-like comedian, a gifted dramatic actor, and a winner of the Academy Award. He's here to present the Oscar for the best performance by an actress in a supporting role, Mr. Ray Milland.
Thank you, Paul. One of the first things they try to drum into an actor's head is a sense of timing. I think my sense of timing would be way off tonight if I didn't read these nominations. Those nominated for the best performance by an actress in a supporting role are Ethel Barrymore in Pinky, 20th Century Fox, Celeste Holm in Come to the Stable, 20th Century Fox, Elsa Lanchester in Come to the Stable, 20th Century Fox, Mercedes McCambridge in All the King's Men, a Robert Rossen production, Columbia, Ethel Waters in Pinky, 20th Century Fox. May I have the envelope, please? The winner is Mercedes McCambridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, is one of those affairs and one of those things that can only happen in an Oscar affair. Down the aisle, dressed beautifully in white, is coming a young lady who, for her first screen role, receives one of the coveted and highest awards that this our industry can give. And now I might add that we are to that tense point in the Academy presentation. She's approaching the mic.
I'm aware of those who have contributed to this moment and thankful for them. But I would like to say to every waiting actor, hold on. Look what can happen. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Mercedes McCambridge. That was a short but very distinguished speech. And thanks to you, Mr. A. Milland. One of the beautiful sights of last year's show was Jane Wyman in a white crepe evening dress accepting an Academy Award. Well, you can give odds one of the beautiful sights of this year's show will be Jane Wyman in a white lace evening dress presenting an Academy Award. In fact, this girl's in a rut. She's stuck with good looks, good humor, good grace, and two white dresses. To present the Oscar for the best performance by an actor, Miss Jane Wyman.
Before the winner is announced, I, at this time, would like to congratulate him because after his name is read, he won't remember. He won't remember anything for 24 hours. So, those nominated for the best performance by an actor are Broderick Crawford in All the King's Men, a Robert Rossen production, Columbia, Kirk Douglas in The Champion, Screenplays Corporation, United Artists, Gregory Peck, 12 O'Clock High, 20th Century Fox, Richard Todd in The Hasty Heart, Warner Brothers, and John Wayne in Sands of Iwo Jima, Republic. The envelope, please. Broderick Crawford for All the King's Men!
I personally have known Rod for such a long time, and it's just great to see him come up and accept this award. I know everybody here is very, very happy for him because he gave a wonderful, wonderful performance. He is now embracing Jane, who looks divine in a white dress.
If my heart would stop beating for a minute. Mr. Douglas said I was to thank nobody. I'd like to thank all of you, and especially thank God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane Wyman. And congratulations to you, Brad Crawford.
Gets exciting, doesn't it? You know, during the last months of 1949, one of Hollywood's most eligible bachelors left the fold. When Jimmy Stewart was married, every Bobby Soxer in America wore a socks at half-mast, and a woman in Buffalo spoke to her husband for the first time in 17 years. However, Jimmy's fans are on both sides of the screen. Those who work with him admire his talent and enjoy his company. And to present the award to the best actress of 1949, Academy Award winner, Jimmy Stewart.
Please forgive me for not stopping to acknowledge how honored I am to be here, but I can't wait to see who won it either. So, those nominated for the best performance by an actress are Jean Crane in Pinky, 20th Century Fox, Olivia de Havilland in The Heiress, Paramount, Susan Hayward in My Foolish Heart, Samuel Golden Productions, RKO Radio, Deborah Carr in Edward, My Son, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and Loretta Young in Come to the Stable, 20th Century Fox. Now, if I can have the envelope. Olivia de Havilland.
And so for the second time, Olivia de Havilland walks up to this platform to get an Oscar. Olivia coming down the aisle, and she too is dressed in very beautiful white and looking very beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, I should describe them. But anyway, as she does go up on the stage, ladies and gentlemen, they can have all their critics' awards and all their magazine polls with all apologies, all of them. But this is really the big leagues, and no one can take away from the glamour and excitement of Oscar night.
Your award for To Each His Own, I took as an incentive to venture forward. Thank you for this very generous assurance that I have not entirely failed to do so.
Again, congratulations to you, Olivia de Havilland, and thank you, Jimmy Stewart. You know, when a great star walks on the screen, he dominates it. When Jimmy Cagney walks on the screen, he owns it. And he's held the first mortgage for 20 years. He's done everything from a buck and wing to Shakespeare. He's patrolled the movie beat like no actor of his time. An Academy Award winner himself, he is about to make the award for the best picture of 1949. Jimmy Cagney.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have seen Hollywood at its Sunday best. As great as the temptation is to share in the dignity of the evening and add to the added contribution of well-deserved superlatives, about the only thing left to say is, meet the champion. Now, the nominations for the best picture of the year are All the King's Men, a Robert Rawson production, Columbia, Battleground, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, The Heiress, Paramount, A Letter to Three Wives, 20th Century Fox, and 12 O'Clock High, 20th Century Fox. The envelope, please. The winner, All the King's Men, Robert Rawson, Columbia.
Sir Robert Rawson is coming to the stage to accept the award for All the King's Men. Great picture starring two of our winners already this evening. Mr. Broderick Crawford, the best actor, and Mercedes McCambridge, the best supporting actress. Here is Mr. Rawson.
It's been a long evening. I just can't talk. Thanks very much. And despite the fact that Douglas, Mr. Paul Douglas, said that I shouldn't thank anyone. I'd like to thank all of the people who contributed to this picture all over again, and all of you. Thank you again.
Thank you, Jimmy Cagney.
Thank you, and congratulations, Bob Rawson. Thanks very much, all of you very, very nice people. You've met the new royal family of Hollywood. May they reign mightily for a year and a day. Bless you all.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, so concludes the 22nd Annual Academy Awards Show, and it rounds out our ABC coverage of this great spectacle. We recapitulate just once more for you. Best Actress Award went to Olivia Havilland. The Best Actor to Broderick Crawford. The Best Supporting Actress to Mercedes McCambridge. The Best Supporting Actor to Dean Jager. And the Best Picture to All the King's Men. I certainly want my stalwart cohorts here this evening to say good night to you. And first of all, here's Miss Eve Arden.
Well, thank you very much, Ken. It was terribly exciting doing this. It was a lot of fun. I only wish I could have described some of the beautiful gowns I saw tonight. I was drooling. But it was a little difficult. We didn't quite have time enough. Now Ronnie Regan wants to say good night to you.
Yes, and you know, Ken, you'll pardon a personal reference. Sitting up here looking out through this glass window has taken me back to some years ago when I was a radio sports announcer.
Yes, sir.
And this used to be the stage of a big, thrilling football game when you'd say the long blue shadows are settling over the field, the teams have left. You'd give the statistics in the game. And I don't know of any game that I ever broadcast that was any more exciting or thrilling than this, when once in a while Hollywood gets to show a world, and a world of detractors in many cases, that we're a hard-working and a very serious community and a fine industry made up of very many fine, generous people. It's been a pleasure to be here with you and a pleasure to be on the air and participate in this particular 22nd annual award. Good night.
Thank you, Ronnie and Eve. Very kind of you to come down and help us out on this show. I think we should give a special tribute at our finish of our broadcast, Mr. Johnny Gear Green, who directed this great affair, and particularly to Bobby Dolan, who led our orchestra. That's really a tough job at this show, and he did it wonderfully. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this winds up our Academy Awards show. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight and hoping we'll see you again next year on Oscar Night. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.